so good. Woo! It is the best day ever. Oh, that was great. It is the best day ever. What a great day. That just really touched me all the way at the soul. Ah. So Scott looked at me this morning and he's like, "Are you talking today?" I'm like, "Yeah." All is well and divine. And today after service, we are those that want to stick around and watch What the Bleep. I'm actually dressed as one of my favorite characters in What the Bleep. So, and if you want to see that, then you would need to come watch the movie. And if you don't have time today, beautiful, wonderful, amazing, whatever you do is perfect. And you can always also watch it on Amazon or one of those other great places out there. But it is one of those movies not to be missed. I called my mom this morning and I was talking about What the Bleep, and she's like, "You know, I watched it because you gave me that DVD and I just didn't understand it." I'm like, "I know, some of us are just enlightened." I said, "No, actually, I had to watch it several times, and every time I watch it, I get just a little bit more out of it." Spoiler alert. I'm going to say just a couple things about the movie because there are things that really stand out to me. And since tomorrow is Columbus Day, a.k.a. Indigenous People Day tomorrow, they do talk about when Columbus came over to America and the Native American was standing there on the edge of the ocean and the waves were rippling in because ships were so big and bigger than anything that they had ever seen before, anything that they could fathom. They couldn't even see the ships because it was so out of the realm of their perspective. They couldn't even see it. So the great shaman told the rest of the people that there are ships coming in, I can see them, we're getting the ripple of the waves, and then they could see the great ships. And it makes me think about the 10 billion things that are going on in life that we cannot perhaps see because of our limited viewpoint. You know, we're taking ideas and concepts from other people from the past. And for us to continue to move forward, we have to be open to seeing everything and stepping out of that limited mindset and know that everything is possible. And this is the exciting thing about this teaching that Ernest Holmes said, everything is possible. We're only limited by our belief. And so the more we open up our mind, the more we step into those wonderful pictures. And not limit it, but keep focused on that. And we can look at conditions and say, "Oh, well, based on the conditions, here's how it is." Yet not necessarily so. Because, again, only limited by our mind. So we want to open up to the bigger viewpoint of life, the bigger viewpoint of who we are. Because we're here to have fun. We're here to explore. We're here to be amazing. And today I'm talking about undefended love. My sister and I went round and round about this title because we're doing the themes that Science of Mind, the Centers for Spiritual Living, are doing. And undefended love, she's like, "Let me get the dictionary because that just doesn't." I said, "Well, if I said unconditional love, that would be maybe a little more accurate. And if we look at undefended love, the perfect love of the one beloved is the very fiber of who we are, because we're spirit, we're God, we're all of it. It is the spark of what we're made of. It requires no defending. It is irrefutable, ever available, and wants us to know it and experience it." Many of us, when we're thinking about love or thinking about our value, we're looking for some kind of outside validation. "Oh, if my parents would have just loved me, I'd be okay. Oh, if my mate would just love me and see the divinity of who I am. Oh, if this or that, if I would have acceptance over here, then I would be okay." Where spirit says, "You know what? You are whole, perfect, and complete just as you are and just as you are not." We get caught up into comparing ourselves to other people and to other things. And again, the social media and the media out there keep reminding us that we don't look right, we don't smell right, we maybe don't act right. And as I showed up today and Scott said, "Are you talking today?" I'm like, "Am I okay?" But you know what I know? I know the Spirit flows through me just as I am and just as I am not. And I'm okay with me, regardless of what anybody else thinks. And sometimes if somebody gives us a little look, we're like, "Oh, maybe I'm not okay." Or if my mom says something, or my sister says something, or anybody out there says something or gives me a look, then I judge myself and I hold myself back. Where it's like, you know what? Terry Cole Whitaker said it best, "What you think of me, none of my business." We're here to explore our own business, explore our own spirit, and know that we are created perfect just as we are. So what is it that's calling me? Last week I shared a lot. And sometimes I think, oh, did I share a little too much? I was talking about when I was in victim mentality and where I had to come to a parting in my marriage. And I feel like I did not talk enough about the victim mentality, because sometimes we get caught up into that victim of circumstance. Oh, because I didn't make this successful, I'm not okay. Oh, because this didn't work out, I'm not okay. Oh, because my parents didn't love me enough, I'm not okay. And then we start marching to the beat of that drum, and it's like a victim, victim, victim. And the more we set in that, the more we create more of that. So it's like, well, how do we get out of that? I mean, I was on a train going the wrong way. And sometimes realizing it is the key. It's like, oh, this train's going the wrong way. If I'm trying to make something happen, and let me tell you, we kept trying to make this happen, let's make it work. And then you keep running into the wall, and pretty soon you have to step back and say, you know what? Sometimes you come together for a time, a rhyme, or a reason. I think we were together for a rhyme. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So then we step onto a new train. It's like, okay, that train is not working. It's not in the flow. I keep running into the wall. So let me put down any victim mentality. Let me know that I am creating my own reality. And this reality isn't really working. Because if I'm trying to make somebody else see things the same way I see it, and it's not working, it's like, well, then maybe there's just not harmony. And we came together for this reason. And now we get to joyously go our different ways, and that's okay. So going a different route, and it's like being in the flow, it's like, okay, the synchronicity of life just shows up. And it's like all is well and beautiful and divine. I don't have to try and make something happen. My mom and I talk about this a lot, because she had a restaurant, very successful, and it went, everything just fell into place. Financing, the people, everything fell into place, and the business was great. And then her husband retired, and she decided, oh, I better retire with him. So retired, and then she was bored after about 5 years. So she decided, I'll do another restaurant in this other town that's closer to where I live. And she kept trying to make it happen, and kept spending more and more and more money. And I think all of us have had that experience where we're trying to make it happen. I have this little vision, I'm going to make it happen. Yet if it isn't divinely in alignment with who we are, then we're going to have to work really hard. And that's where, let me just put everything down and let me sit with Spirit. Let me just calm myself down and say, what is mine to do? Here's what I feel my passion is and the direction is. So Spirit, guide and direct me. Open the doors, and then the doors fly open, and everything lines up. The right people show up at the right time. The right doors open. The right phones ring, and everything's in alignment. And sometimes it's just a matter of us getting out of our own way, and then reminding ourselves that life is eternal. I get reminded of that all the time, that even though some people may pass from the physical plane, they're still here in my heart, guiding and directing. If I just quiet myself and listen, the answers are there. And the love is always there. And that's the great beauty of life, is that we get to come here for a limited time, because if we were here forever and our bodies were never put down, we'd just dink around, wouldn't we? Right? It's like, I wouldn't feel like, oh, I gotta get some things done and get it done. It's like, yeah, there's tomorrow or the next day or, you know, 200 years from now, maybe I'll get that done. But it's like we get an opportunity to come and play full out on this wonderful field of life. And then we move to the next planes of existence. So it's like embracing and loving every part of ourselves, and regardless of what anybody else says, it's like I love who I am, and with that, I'm still going to be open to feedback with discernment, where I'm not judging myself, judging. It's like, hey, you know, if 27 people have pointed this out, then maybe it might be something I want to look at, but I'm blocking this. Because sometimes people will be like, no, that's not an issue for you. No, that's not an issue for me. And it's like, well, okay. Not that anybody's going to point out something that isn't right with us. However, once in a while, it's like, wouldn't this be easier, softer, gentler, this road here? Nope, this is the road I'm going. Okay. I love and support you wherever you're at. Yet sometimes, this road over here, and for me, when I was married and I was taking the victim mentality, it really wasn't working for me. And it's like, if we're sitting in as a victim, rather than I own my power and I can do whatever I choose, I don't have to be responsible for anybody else's emotions. I do not have to be responsible for how anybody else reacts or responds. Now, with that, of course, I want to do everything with love. However, I know for me, I stepped into a marriage when everything in me was saying no, and I said yes because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. It's like, okay, so something's not right here, and then you just take on a certain hat. And it's like, okay, that's not really working for me, and it's not the highest and best for him. So let's make a decision to see each other in the highest light, be wonderful co-parents, and move forward with ease and grace and love. And remember, what's the most primary important thing is our spiritual growth, our connection with ourself and spirit, and of course our children. If we bring children into this earth, it's like, it's a good responsibility to love them. Yes. Love them unconditionally. Even though there might be rules sometimes, we still love them no matter what. May not always love the behavior, and it's the same thing with ourselves. You know what, sometimes I don't love my behavior. It's like, do-over on that. And let me not beat myself up for that. Let me not say, I did this wrong, and let me just be mad at myself forever. Let me put that down and move forward with love. And with excitement and with joy. And be a magnet for goodness rather than being in that victim mentality where I keep creating more of the same. Because many people that get out of relationships and they're in that victim mentality or in that same mentality that kept them in that relationship, they end up with the same guy or same girl, different eyes. It's like same dysfunction, same thing happening. So it's like, all right, let me move forward and let me grow. I remember Reverend Brian Anderson, he used to say, we grow most when we're in relationships. So it's like once in a while I step into a relationship and it's like, I'm not ready to grow this much. Had enough growth, okay, all is well. Let's move forward. And then we keep moving up and moving up and remembering that the primary relationship is our relationship with ourself and with spirit. Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind, because we are domesticated to believe that we only experience love if someone else or something outside of us loves us, then we love them. We look for vehicles to give and receive love rather than simply recognizing that we are love. What you are looking for, you are looking with. What you're looking for, you're looking with. If I'm looking for love, it's already right here where I am. Loving and appreciating exactly who I am and each and every person in my experience, just as they are, and allowing people to be who they are, and allowing people to share whatever they share, and remembering to keep myself in that perspective, that wonderful space of love and peace. And remembering that whenever somebody is sharing something with us, we want to consider the source. Where are they coming from? And not in a judgmental part, but many times when people are lashing out at us, it's because they're not happy with themselves. So it's like, okay, is this something for me to grow with? And many times, if we just tune into our own self, we'll know, nope, this is something for me to set down. That's their experience. And I get to go merrily about my way. And remembering that life and what we do is such a choice because we are creating our own reality. The other part in What the Bleep that I totally, totally love is where they talk about the water with Emoto, the photos that he took. 90% of our body is water. And he's got these wonderful pictures, and this is part of the movie, and I love it because it always brings me back to that space. If we give love, because water is the most receptive element, if we're giving love to water, under a microscope, it looks so beautiful. And if we're giving hate to water, it looks horrible. Any of you have the experience, you've got water on the nighttime bedstand, and maybe you had nightmares the next day, and there's little bubbles in the water? It's like, well, it's receptive. It's picking up the vibration. And if water, the most receptive element, is 90% of my body, what kind of love am I giving my body? What kind of thoughts am I giving my body? Am I allowing it to be beautiful crystals or angry? And it's a 24/7, 365 thing where it's like constantly giving that good input, because constantly out here, there's a lot of negativity going on, a lot of stuff happening. And what I do in those spaces, when I'm seeing stuff out here, step away from it and go to that space of spirit. It's like, spirit, whatever in me is supporting that, clean that up in me. Whether it be poverty, anger, destruction, violence, it's like we couldn't see it out here if it wasn't somewhere prevalent in our being, because there's only one and we're all connected. So with that oneness and being all connected, if we're seeing it out here, then it's somewhere prevalent. So, and it's not taking it on as guilt, it's taking it on as responsibility. Because once our minds have been expanded to this teaching, and we know that we create our own reality. We know that we are a part in this whole universal creation. So each one of us has that responsibility to see the highest and best in not only ourselves, but everyone and everything out there. And if everyone loved themselves to the core, we wouldn't have any of the stuff that we have going on out there right now. So within, so without. So it's like, all right, spirit, let's take a deep breath in with that. And just exhale anything that doesn't serve us, because if it's happening out there, then somewhere it's prevalent. So it's like, all right, spirit, clean that up in me. Anything that supports that. And let me see nothing but love and goodness. Regardless of how people are acting out, I'm knowing at the core is spirit. At the core is goodness. At the core is oneness. And they're part of me. So definitely we want to be aware of what we're seeing out there and what our contribution is. You know, there's so many wonderful studies about people coming together in meditation and crime going down, peace surrounding everyone. So the more we get in that space and stay in that meditative space, and right now is such an important time in our world. Everything is moving really fast with technology. People are able to connect really fast. So it's like, all right, I'm knowing that spirit is connecting right now and that we are lifting up the vibration of the universe. Ernest Holmes says this in This Thing Called Life. In our ignorance, we try to find our center outside of ourself. This could never be. The ancients said that God's center is everywhere and his circumference is nowhere. We are like the upward thrust of the vapor. We are about seeing other waves, apparently disassociated from us, but underneath the one ocean pushing all waves upward. As Betty so eloquently said, we are not just a drop of water in the ocean. We are the ocean in a drop of water. It's like, we're the ocean. We're it. We're all of life right where we are. And so the more we embrace that and know that we are part of that collective wave that's rippling out there, we want to send those waves of love and peace and harmony and turn away from the conditions. As Jesus said, turn away, look away from that. If there's stuff and violence and things going on, yes, I want to be responsible, and what is mine to do in this? And also, what is mine to do in this? Let me tune into spirit within and clean that up inside of me. Let me know that life is good 24/7, 365, that there is goodness. And at the back of everything, sometimes there's things that are happening to make it a catalyst. Because when we bump up against something, then we know, oh, you know what, I'm kind of going the wrong way here. Let me make sure that I'm taking time to really tune in. And if things aren't going awry out here, sometimes we're just in our comfort zone. Anyone get in their comfort zone once in a while? Chris Michaels, and a wonderful, wonderful teacher of mine back in Kansas City, in Your Soul's Assignment, he writes this. You were created by God to dream big dreams. You are a way good comes into the world. You are a way of good that comes to the world. Your mind was designed as a receiver. Much like a radio receives the invisible radio waves flowing through the air, your mind is an outlet for the one thinker to manifest the good it wants delivered to the world. This is the way that God has always entered the world, through the hearts and minds of great men and women. Spirit is expressing through us. So allow Spirit to just have its way with you. Allow yourself to get out of your own way and allow Spirit to just play and dance and sing, regardless of what anybody else is saying out there. It's like, I know that I'm the embodiment of love. I don't have to be a victim. I don't have to try to be a people pleaser. I am that I am. And all of us are love, Spirit, God, created in this space. So take your wonderful, amazing goodness, godness, specialness, talent, and allow it to flow. Being in that space of wonderful, wonderful thoughts 24/7, where we're giving ourselves that good radio waves that are saying, yes, you can. Universe wouldn't be the same had you not shown up. Thank you for showing up. There's no one else like you. You get to come out and dance and play and be and express God in motion. So let's take that wonderful goodness, that godness, that love, and let's go inside our heart of hearts as we just breathe in the fullness of life, letting go of anything that does not serve us, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence, knowing that it flows right where we are. It is the I am that we are, beautifully, brilliantly. Knowing that this wonderful, individualized drops of water is the ocean. We are the ocean flowing out into the universe. Knowing that we flow with ease and grace and love and joy and excitement and passion. As I speak my word and claim for each and every person in here, knowing that in this wonderful, divine, cosmic soup that we just marinate in this moment, knowing that every cell in our body is rejuvenated, that we allow our playful spirit to come forward. Be ye as little children. Allow yourself to dance and play and sing without judgment, with just that wonderful free flow of spirit. Knowing that you are perfect just as you are right here, right now. Singing and dancing through life, knowing that there is health, there is harmony, there is prosperity, there is love, and there is so much goodness flowing. And in great, great gratitude for this knowing, for each and every person here, for each and every person in this wonderful collective world. I just release my word, knowing that all is well, as we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. And so it is. All right, thank you. Thank you for being here.